This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Personal Development and Stress Management channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Zach Polfus, the Director of Expansion at Higher Brain Living, which is a gentle touch technique that causes a surge of energy and metabolism to go to the prefrontal cortex. Zach, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me, what is Higher Brain Living?
Well, that's a great question, and you kind of explained it there. What it is it's a gentle touch technique that's done on the body that causes a surge of energy, blood flow, and metabolism to go to the prefrontal cortex of the brain and light that up and turn it on. And the reason that's so important is because that's the part of the brain we utilize the least right now, and it's the part of the brain responsible for our highest states of being and access to our highest levels of consciousness. So people who go through our system literally awaken to an entirely new level of being and perspective that becomes a permanent and sustainable state.
What is the wild response in the body we see when someone receives a Higher Brain Living session? It looks like you're just touching them along what I would think of as acupuncture meridians. And this amazing response happens, and HBL clients report feeling awesome. What's going on there?
Right. Yeah, that's one of the most amazing things about this process is that when a facilitator begins to cue these very specific sites on the body in order to create that energy surge to the prefrontal cortex, that energy surge then goes to the prefrontal cortex. And when that prefrontal cortex lights up in people, it has built-in mechanisms to bring more energy to itself and to metabolize and actualize itself. And the mechanism you're talking about, when you view it from the outside, when you watch someone getting this session, it's an expansion of breath. And this breath is involuntary. And most clients who feel this report feeling like something is breathing them. And this, I'll qualify what I mean by involuntary. I mean you're not creating it, but you are completely aware and you can stop at any time you want, but you don't want to because it feels amazing. And this breath gets really large, it's almost three-dimensional in nature, and starts to move through the body in a sine wave or wave-like phenomenon. There is also a movement that starts to come out of people during the Higher Brain Living sessions. That is also involuntary. We call this whole mechanism that we see kicking in when their prefrontal cortex is on, we call it salutogenesis. Salut means well-being, and genesis means origin of. And so this salutogenic mechanism is an emergent property in the prefrontal cortex. By the way, that is not a made-up term. It's a real word. And in fact, the Mayo Clinic did a recent article about salutogenesis. So there is this dormant potential for this part of our brain to metabolize itself and turn on mechanisms that bring well-being into our system.
Most people today seem to be too stressed out and not living a meaningful or purposeful life. Can this help one find purpose?
Yes. This not only does this technique simultaneously turn on the prefrontal cortex that is responsible for all of our feelings of meaning and purpose, but it also releases the grip of our lower survival brain that currently is in charge of most of mankind. That's just where we are. It's just the default state. It's developed, had a long time to develop, and it's just in charge in most of mankind, and that's responsible. That lower brain is responsible for the stress response. And so this technique not only turns on the prefrontal cortex and you start tapping into who you really are and who you were meant to really be, but it simultaneously releases the grip of that lower brain and therefore dissipates lifelong stress and pretty much virtually eliminates it, which is kind of unheard of. Another thing that this does is that it reduces and eliminates fear, even existential fear, the fear of death. Clients consistently report losing the fear of death. So it releases stress profoundly and turns on the part of the brain that is responsible for knowing and actualizing who you really are and what you were meant to do in this world. And so clients consistently also report finding deep sense of purpose and a deep sense of meaning to their life.
Today we are with Zach Pulfas, the Director of Expansion at Higher Brain, living here on eHealth Radio's Personal Development and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Zach, what do you mean when you say sameness equals safety?
That's a good question. So remember, I was talking about that lower brain and how it controls the stress response. Well, one of the reasons that lower brain is able to hijack your potential a lot is because 95% of your sensory data goes into that lower brain first, and it makes decisions for you below the conscious threshold based on that sensory data. And so that's the problem. You're never consciously aware of 95% of the thinking and the adjustments that this part of your brain makes. And so with it controlling the stress response, it gets to reroute blood flow, energy, metabolism as it deems fit. So an example of that is, you know, you step in front of a bus. You don't have to think, I need to get out of the way of the bus. Your instincts take over. Your lower brain reroutes blood flow, turns on your adrenaline response, and sends energy to your muscles to be able to get out of the way real quick. And it does all of that below the conscious threshold. So when we say sameness equals safety, this part of your brain, this lower part of your brain, makes all of its decisions based on the logic of sameness equals safety. Throughout history, as it developed at a time when the environment was very predator rich. And so the way it programmed us to survive was when we did something and did not die or did not encounter a threat, it hardwired us to duplicate that over and over and over and over. And that was imperative to the survival of the species. But it's horribly equipped for the modern world because those threats, those imminent daily threats to our life, are not there anymore. And so it looks out into the massively complex world that we're facing and sees the traffic jam as a threat. It sees the PTA meeting as a threat. It sees an argument with your spouse as a threat. And so through its logic of sameness equals safety, it wants to cycle you back into the same repetitious patterns that have kept you alive. They have not necessarily served you at your highest good. It does not care about your happiness. It does not care about you finding purpose and meaning. It can't even see those things. All it cares about is you surviving until the next day. And when you wake up, whatever you did the previous day, it tells you to duplicate that, and it does it all below the conscious threshold. So people who are looking for profound change in their life are usually fighting this part of their brain. Well, now there's finally a system where we can release the grip of this part of the brain and allow energy and blood flow to go to the higher, more evolved structures so that we can glean new insight and new consciousness.
Research at the University of Wisconsin measured brain changes in advanced monks and found changes in the part of the brain that you've been talking about. How is HBL different from meditation or other approaches?
That's a great question, too. Meditation historically has taken quite a length of time in someone's life in order to gain the massive benefits of meditation. I mean, some benefits are instantaneous. Others, such as high states of enlightenment or samadhi or satori type experiences, can take a lifetime to achieve. You mentioned that study on the monks. What they found is that those monks, when they went into their highest states of consciousness, that there was a shift in the brain dominance to the prefrontal cortex, and the prefrontal cortex completely lit up in those monks. Well, So the correlation between high consciousness states correlates with the prefrontal cortex of the brain. The kicker with that study is that it took those monks an average of 4 hours a day for 30 years to achieve those brain states and those high consciousness states. With higher brain living through the EEG research we've been doing on our clients, we are seeing the same EEG signatures in the prefrontal cortex, the same amount of activity in just a few weeks. And so it's as if nature allowed a shortcut or a faster way to metabolize and turn on that prefrontal cortex to emerge. And so in modern times, most people don't have 4 hours a day for 30 years to glean those high-end benefits of meditation. Well, now there's something called higher brain living that lights up that part of the brain virtually the same way. So that it's really revolutionary in that aspect.
Quite interesting, I might add. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners on what we have been covering today?
Yes. The reason for me doing this interview is that I am going to be in Fort Lauderdale on Monday, March 16th, doing a presentation of this work at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be located at the Bahia Mar, which is a DoubleTree by Hilton, at 801 Seabreeze Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. It's highly advised that you pre-register for this event because it is free if you pre-register, or it's $97 at the door. You can pre-register at higherbrainlivingevents.com/Florida. Again, that's higherbrainlivingevents.com/Florida. And at this event, I'll be doing a two-hour presentation. You'll learn everything about higher brain living. You'll see two live demonstrations of this revolutionary technique on actual higher brain living clients. And then you'll learn about our training program and what it takes to learn this technique, because there are currently less than 200 people in the world trained to do this technique. We're looking for many, many more that want to learn how to do this, because one of the highest goals of this work and of higher brain living is to effect a global shift in consciousness by lighting up the part of the brain that is responsible for that consciousness. So I hope you come join me at that event on Monday, March 16th. I would love to see you.
Also, where can folks get more information and also be in potential contact as well on higher brain living?
Yep. If they just want more information, they can go to higherbrainliving.com. And at the very bottom, they have a spot where they can just enter their name and email address. And they will get a video series sent to them, and they'll be added to our email list for all future events.
Well, Zach, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Zach Palfus, the Director of Expansion at Higher Brain Living, which is a gentle touch technique that causes a surge of energy and metabolism to go to the prefrontal cortex. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information, it's higherbrainliving.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development and Stress Management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.